This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's June 17th, and it was on this date in 1775 that the Battle of Bunker Hill was fought. It occurred during the Siege of Boston in the very early stages of the American Revolutionary War. Some 2,200 British forces under the command of Major General William Howe landed on the Charlestown Peninsula before marching to Bunker Hill. As the British advanced upon the land, United States Colonel William Prescott reportedly told his men, quote, "Do not fire until you see the whites of their eyes," whereupon the Americans let loose a lethal cascade of musket fire, sending the Brits to retreat. However, the end result would see more than 100 Americans dead and 300 wounded, and the British defeated the Americans in that one. It was on this date in 1991, 65 years after he had been laid to rest, that the body of former U.S. President Zachary Taylor was exhumed amid speculation that Southern politicians arranged to have him poisoned. Taylor had died in office after only 14 months. Stemming from Taylor's opposition to extending slavery in the Western territories, Kentucky Chief Medical Examiner George Nichols led the charge, and nuclear tests found traces of arsenic in hair, bone, and dried flesh tissues from Taylor's remains, but ruled out poisoning due to it being so low. Said Nichols of Taylor's death, quote, "It is the result of a myriad of natural diseases that could have produced the symptoms of gastroenteritis." And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow in Today is History.